Okay, this is a quick English 377 GIMP merging images tutorial. So what I'm going to do here is I have my Module 1 project directory. And in that directory, I have a stock image of an apple and an orange. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a new image. And my width is 1024 pixels. My height is 768. It'll give me a lot of room to work in. So there's my new image, and I'm gonna file save as this just before I start as an XCF project, so a new project. XCF is the GIMP file project format, and it saves all the revisions and layers in that format. So up here you'll see that the title is newproject.xcf. So now what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at my layers. And I only have one layer so far. I have my background layer, which is white. So I'm going to now open up all my other images, my apple, my orange, as layers. So they're not going to be opened as new images, they'll be opened as layers of this image. You'll see what that means in a second. So here's my orange. And keep in mind, I got all these images off of Flickr. They're all licensed under Creative Commons for commercial non-attribution use. So I can do whatever I want with these images. Okay, so check this out. I've got my background, my orange, and my apple. And by selecting and unselecting the eye, you can see the different layers. So first things first, this apple. This apple, if you can't really see, has a black border around it. So first things first, let's just make things easy and get rid of that black border. So I need to make sure that I've selected my apple. This layer has to be highlighted. And now I'm just gonna take this this tool right here, this box tool. I'm going to edit, cut, boom. Now what I'm going to do is I'm just going to get rid of this layer. I'm going to delete it. I'm going to go. I'm going to create a new layer. And I'm going to make sure that I'm working on that layer, which I am. And then I'm going to paste my cut apple. I'm going to move that apple into the corner, just to make things easy. And then this is where things get fun, and you start to use the tools that come with GIMP, which are pretty good tools for a free piece of software. So the tool that I'm going to use to get rid of this off-white background, to merge it with my background that's sort of a sharper white, is I'm going to use the color select tool. You can use other tools. There's the scissors tool, there's the foreground select tool, and there's the paths tool. But for the purposes of this particular image, since it has such a solid color contrasting the center of the image with the outside background, I'm just going to select the image, and then I'm going to go to edit, cut, boom. It's okay that this is transparent, because when I impose it over the white background, it looks, you know, fine. So this is what I've got so far. I have my orange over here, my apple over here. First off, let's just go back to the apple for a second. And let's just move it over a little bit to make a little bit of room. We could also resize it using the resize tool if we want, but I kind of like the size of it right now. So I'll just move this over here so it's lined up pretty well. Give us a nice sense of arrangement and alignment. And now what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my orange. So I'm going to lock my apple layer. I'm going to unlock my orange layer. I'm going to select my orange layer. And then I'm going to make my orange layer visible. So check that out. And then I'm going to use the same select tool, select by color tool, that I used before. Edit, cut, boom, background goes away. So here's what I've got so far. I've got my apple, my orange, and I've got my white background. So these images right now are looking rather merged. This apple right here extends beyond the range of the image, so I'm going to fix that by locking my orange, going back to my apple layer, and moving this up. Get my move tool. Let's take a look at this and see how they work together. Not too bad. The one thing that I don't like is that this is not completely aligned yet. But we can fix that. Right now, let's just get a little bit creative here and add another layer. Let's just delete that new layer. We'll just add this to the background just to make things simple. So I'm going to unselect that, and I'm going to add some text to this. I'll just do Times New Roman 60, 55. Something pseudo clever, I guess. So I'm just moving this over to align it. I'm going to save this project because we've been working on it for a while. So here's what I've got. I've got an automatic text layer that's been generated. And I have my new layer, my apple layer, my orange, my text, my background. So why don't we just save and export this and see what it looks like. Save this as a JPEG. And a JPEG is what you want to upload to Flickr. No, I want to name this to a project. So now let's take a look at this. Go to our module 1 project directory, open up new image.jpg. And this is looking pretty good. A couple things that are not so good. This apple goes beyond the visible frame. And then we have all this white space down here. So we need to move this orange farther down this way. And we need to move this apple a little bit more to the right. So we'll do that real quick. So get the layers visible, and I'm just gonna go to my oranges layer, and I'm gonna move this over here. And then my apple, and I'm gonna click on that. I'm gonna lock the orange layer, and then I'm just gonna move my apple over a little bit. And here's what we got. This text may need to be moved too. So let's just lock that. Go back to the text layer. And let's move that right there to the center. Let's see how that looks. So we'll just do the same thing real fast. File, save as, new image. Save, replace, export, Save. And let's go take a look at that and see how it looks. Yep, there it is. So this is pretty well aligned. We could change the proportions of this if we want, but these two images are now together and the same with a little bit of text added. So this is what you're basically going to be doing for your next module, for module one. You're going to be combining images and also adding text to images. The text could be a text box that's below the image if you want, but I want you to do this kind of basic image editing and combination. So if you have any questions the tutorial doesn't cover, please let me know. And as always, there's several, many ways to do this sort of image merging. There's no right way. But the most important thing that I think I can tell you is that no matter how you do it, you're going to want to make sure that you save all your work. So in the case of this right here, you know, I want to make sure that basically all my stuff is saved as a GIMP project file, an XCF. So I can get back to it if I want. So new image final is going to be saved in the same directory, and that will include all my layers. The second you export as a JPEG, you flatten all the layers, so you can't get those back. So if you wanted to go back and, let's just say, edit this text and only this text, if you just had a JPEG, it'd be more work to do that than if you had the project file. So thanks, and I look forward to talking to you later. Bye.